This is Ottawa at Work with Patricia Bull on News Talk 580 CFRA and the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
1 week from today, we will be into May. Next Wednesday, May 1st. And we are counting it down with a little bit of snow. Some flurries that were swirling around this morning. I actually drove through some fairly significant activity for about 10 minutes or so. Still a chance of flurries through the day today. Could see rain showers later as well. 1 degree is where we're at right now, on our way to 6. And then it warms up a bunch. 10 degrees in the sun tomorrow. 16 in the sun on Friday. We have cloudy skies, but temperatures staying reasonably warm and slightly above seasonal into the weekend. 1 degree with some light snow falling on your Wednesday. Hope you're doing well out there. Let's get to it.
Patricia's top three.
Patricia's top three before noon.
You know, I didn't really notice any big change in the flow of traffic. My biggest fear about it is people don't drive according to conditions. So is this a ticket to go drive even faster?
I'm so sad about all the containers we throw out every week.
These types of steps are what we want to see.
Story one.
All right, we've got a question for anyone across the city right now that is regularly using the highway.
Now, is there anyone out there who wants to go fast? Anybody?
I want to go fast.
The voice of Will Ferrell answering that question. That's from Talladega Nights producers. Having fun this morning, but if you think that is you and you do want to go fast, well, you are in luck, at least to an extent. The province has announced plans to increase the speed limit to 110 kilometers an hour on significant stretches of 400 series highways. This announcement coming this morning. This includes portions of the 401 around Kingston and Belleville and the entirety of the 416. The province says most of these increases will be in place as of July 12th, so not right away, everyone. July 12th is the date. Some of it could actually be implemented a little bit later. It follows up with changes made in 2022 to add the increased limit on six portions of 400 series highways. Over a third of provincially run highways will now have increased limits, or at least as of July. CTV Public Safety Analyst, former OPP Commissioner Chris Lewis weighed in on this morning on the Morning Rush. He says, recently, driving on the highway, he has not noticed any major changes in driving habits.
You know, I didn't really notice any big change in the flow of traffic. Normally, if you drive a certain speed, people are driving right past you quick. But I kind of noticed it all still moved at the same rate.
Lewis says experts and the OPP seem generally on board with the decision, but his primary concern is that some drivers take this as an invitation to drive more carelessly.
A lot of people support it. A lot of people know more about highway engineering, vehicle engineering, et cetera, than I do. But my biggest fear about it is that people don't drive according to conditions. So is this a ticket to go drive even faster when it's snowing out? And this is going to affect stopping distances and some things like that.
Something to think about with the kind of weather we see this morning with those flurries out there. A reminder that next year we'll be back into it with the snow. Now, Bill was kind of making fun of the direction the news conference went in the official announcement on this morning, but we will hear a little bit later from the transportation minister, who was asked specifically about speeds bleeding over into other roadways. People get used to going faster on those 400 series highways, and they come off into roads that are down at 80. Do they continue to go faster? Something to consider as well. We want to know what you have to say about this. We also want to know what the experts have to say about this. Keep in mind that the threshold for stunt driving will not change. So charges around that will continue to be laid at 150 kilometers an hour.
Story two.
Well, this was making news yesterday as this big plastics symposium essentially got underway in Ottawa, that right here, this city will be serving as the testing ground for a new pilot project introducing reusable containers at select grocery stores. Discussions are going on right now in the capital following Earth Day, focusing on curbing single-use plastics. The Circular Innovation Council leading the way in collaboration with the federal government and a number of chains, Metro, Farm Boy, Walmart Canada. In the first phase of the program, customers will be able to return containers to be repurposed later on, starting in June with select stores on Bank Street. It will be expanded from there. Joanne St. Goddard, Executive Director of the Circular Innovation Council, gave a sense of where you will see these new containers initially.
Think of things like sushi, the salad bar, the deli. So these are areas of fresh food in store. We're starting with those areas in hopes that it will spread in other places around the grocery store.
So not clear yet, obviously, what kind of uptake level this will see once it's rolled out in June. But Carolyn Sutherland says she wishes it was available in more parts of the city.
I wish it was widespread already because I'm so sad about all the containers we throw out every week that aren't even recyclable.
So this comes as the federal government also announces new funding to reduce plastic waste, a $10 million bump there. That is welcome news to folks like Jarno Vanderkolk, who already shops at a zero waste grocery store to limit plastic use when possible.
Like, I sometimes go to the supermarket and don't buy things because they're just like way too much packaging, too much plastic. So then I just don't buy it.
Will you be trying this? Is this something you think about at the grocery store? Maybe avoiding buying something because it looks like it's excessively wrapped? We've seen the crackdown on bags. We've all walked out of different stores holding stuff in our hands because we don't have bags with us and either they're not available, we can't buy them. Is this something that concerns you? Do you like the idea of a project like this and maybe it spreading beyond just a pilot project at certain grocery chains here in Ottawa? Would love your take on that this morning as well.
Story three.
And this summer, active transportation closures will be coming back to the Queen Elizabeth driveway. It will happen on the weekends from May to October. Weekend bike days, we'll see active transportation between Fifth Avenue and Somerset Street will be open. In July and August, there will be 24-hour-a-day active transport 7 days a week, but only from Somerset to Pretoria. This summer's weekday bike days on Queen Elizabeth Driveway will open approximately 1.2 kilometers of the road to active transportation. 1.2 kilometers, not a huge stretch. Bike Ottawa Vice President Dave Robertson says providing more space and access is the way to go.
Having cars on what is some of the most valuable space in our city, I think is probably unfortunate. But, you know, these types of steps are what we want to see. Ideally, maybe doing something like what Paris has done along the Seine River, where they've opened up their old highways that were along that river.
Ah, yes. If only we could be like Paris. Mayor Mark Sutcliffe says he is pleased with the plan and that it addressed past concerns about access for things like emergency vehicles through the corridor. Electronic counters on the parkways captured more than 240,000 visits last year, according to the NCC. Stats show there were 133,000 total visits on Queen Elizabeth Driveway, with an average of 1,502 visits a day. The NCC also floated the idea, and this is an interesting one, of introducing bike lanes to the canal pathway separate from the multi-use path options. So is that bike lanes right on the roadway, not on the path? Is there room for that? Not a whole lot of information on what that might actually look like in practice. Robertson says it's worth considering to keep people comfortable without being at risk of other users.
You wind up losing a number of people that might want to get out there, those who maybe, as you talked about, who have kids, maybe are pushing with strollers, or you know, some older members of our population, maybe people with disabilities. You know, there's a certain stress level when you start to get all those different modes sort of stuck into one little bit of small space.
So is it too crowded on the pathway when the pathway is the only thing available? Is it better to have those higher speed cyclists out there sharing the roadway with vehicles and leave those pathways to the family weekend cyclists and the walkers, the pedestrians with strollers and everything else going on? Do the cars then share the roadway along some of those routes, like the Queen Elizabeth Parkway? Interesting question. We will talk about that. I'll put that to Graham Richardson as well later this morning when we come back and ask you about the 400 series highways. Do you have a take on this? Is it a good idea or do you see a downside in raising those speeds to 110 kilometers? And an artist who will be performing at the Ottawa Grassroots Festival as well. We're going to chat with him from the East Coast coming up in just a bit. This is Ottawa at Work.
This is News Talk 580 CFRA.